Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It's Tuesday, March the 12th, and you're listening to the Big Call. Thanks for tuning in wherever you are listening from. You could be all over this beautiful globe of ours. And like I said last time, I think, that we've been averaging between 14 and 16 million listeners on the Big Call globally. That's our international group. That doesn't include our United States crowd that's getting it differently than we're sending it out globally. But thanks for listening, everybody. Let's do this. Before we go to a teaching that Sue has curated for us tonight, let's go ahead and pray the call in. Here we go. Lord God, thank you so much that we can have fun on the Big Call, and we have a platform to share ideas and to give out information. Thank you for that so far over the last 13 years. Yes, 13, we're in our 13th year now. Thank you for this opportunity that we have, for this enormous blessing. Thank you for everything that you've done for us so far and what you'll continue to do for us in the future. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sue, this is a great time of the call. We both all enjoy it. Bob and I surely enjoy listening to it as well and commenting on the call, so commenting on the teaching. So tell us what you want us to know tonight.
Well, this is not something that I wrote. It's something that I curated. But I thought it was so profound in its simplicity, and I'd like to dedicate it to everything that matters and to the pod and to all the people on this call and to all the people on this call that have exercised such deep faith. And I just, it's a very powerful teaching for all of us. What is faith? The book of Hebrews 11:1 gives us a perfect definition of faith. Now, faith is the assurance, the confirmation, title deed of the things we hope for, being the proof of things we do not see, and the conviction of their reality. Faith perceiving as real fact what is not revealed to the senses. That's everything that matters. Hebrews 11:1, Amplified. Did you notice the words used in the definition of faith? Assurance, confirmation, title deed, proof, and conviction of reality. These are strong words. That means if you have assurance that the words you spoke, boy, is this reminding me of people, the words you spoke will come to pass, absolutely nothing can stop it from manifesting. If you have the confirmation that your healing will manifest according to your words, there would be no room for doubt. Have you ever had a confirmation on your phone message inbox about some amount of money sent to you and still doubted that the money is in your account? That cannot be possible. Another strong word that defines faith is title deed. A title deed is a legal document constituting evidence of right of ownership of a property. All these definitions go to show us that faith is not something you are hoping for, but something that you are holding presently. We all know that we're not hoping for the 800 numbers. We hold them now. Whereas hope is future or what you're expecting to have one day, faith says, I have it now. Therefore, when you declare that by his stripes I am healed, or I command that money to come to me, or that car is mine, or this love is mine and will be mine, or I have it now, it means you're not trying to get it, but you already have it. I bet you that anyone who has this understanding will never say his spoken words never came to pass. The point is that you're not speaking so that it will manifest. You are already speaking what is real to you, although it is yet to become real in the physical realm. As long as it is real to you by faith, you know for sure that it will definitely manifest in the physical realm. Our Lord Jesus Christ, see how I'm giving deep pauses so you can really let that become embedded? Our Lord Jesus Christ gave us a perfect model of how to mix faith with our words, according to Mark 11. Now the next day, when they had come out from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing from afar a fig tree having leaves, he went to see if perhaps he would find something on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. In response, Jesus said to it, "Let no one eat fruit from you ever again." And his disciples heard it. 11:12-14. In the above scripture, we see Jesus speak to a fig tree which refused to bear fruit. In fact, he cursed the tree to death. We also notice that the disciples heard him, but nothing really happened to the tree, which could have made the disciples to praise him, as they usually do when he does unusual and miraculous things. In the mind of the disciples, the words of Jesus failed to materialize. They concluded that as for today, the master's words did not produce results. On the other hand, Jesus was also thinking differently. As far as he was concerned, the tree was as good as dead. He was convinced with full assurance that the tree had become what he said. He did not need any other evidence to confirm this, because by his faith, evidence had already been tendered. No matter was put to rest in his mind. It was his disciples who were shocked when they saw that the tree had started to die from the root the next day. Mm-hmm. Now in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to him, "Rabbi, look. The fig tree which you cursed has withered away." Mark 11:20-21. They were shocked because their conviction was based on what they saw. The two things to note here are that it is either your faith is based on what you see or on what you said. Jesus was never shocked or amazed because his conviction, everything that matters, an assurance was founded on his words. He knew that what he said was as real as his body. Let me read that again. He knew that what he said was as real as his body. It's very powerful, everybody. This is exactly how to properly mix faith with your words. When the disciples asked him about it, he told them they should operate the same way. In fact, he said that whosoever, in other words, anyone and everyone, including you and me, will speak believing his words, will come to pass will have whatever he says. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For assuredly, I say to you, whoever says this to the mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Mark 11:22-23. Jesus finally taught us a very powerful secret, that if we can properly mix our faith with every word we speak as he did, all our words will surely come to pass. In other words, Jesus is saying, don't speak words and doubt in your mind that it will not come to pass. According to him, the moment you do that, those words lose their power for manifestation. Rather, when you speak, believe that those words are real, and with time they will manifest for all to see. When everyone is complaining about recession and how difficult the economy is, speak words of abundance and have faith that abundance will come to you no matter what happens. And I'm just going to close with this. The key point is that every word, whether spoken by God or man, will never come to pass unless it is properly mixed with faith. And then the lesson that I learned this week is only speak the words of what you want. Only speak the words of what you want. And that's our teaching for tonight.
Sue, thank you for that. That was a really good teaching about faith.
Wasn't it beautiful? I know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I love it. I know the scriptures, and I think that, you know, the story about the fig tree, I knew about that and how it dried. You know, Jesus cursed it. I didn't know or think that the tree was not in fruit bearing, the fig tree, that it had not supposed to bear fruit. I don't know about that. But I don't remember that, but I do remember the idea of it. You know, they came back by it the next day, and it was dead from the roots up. I know that. But it's that's quite a teaching, that in and of itself. That one story about the fig tree is probably a lot deeper than we realize. And I had some teaching on that earlier. It's pretty good. But I think that what's interesting about that is what you said toward the end, as well as the beginning, that everything that we speak becomes a living thing. In other words, we can't be frivolous, you know, by what we say or what we want or whatever. We need to be, you know, pretty sincere about what it is we want or say. And then, like you said, the idea of mixing your faith, that's a great concept, mixing your faith with your words, so that what you speak comes to pass. You know, it's just, there's so much good in that teaching that you brought tonight. I really appreciate the whole concept of it. And I think it's wise that we said that tonight, that you have that, and that we, you know, Mark 11:22-23, so powerful, so famous, and the idea of speaking to a mountain and it'll move. And, you know, if you doubt not in your heart, blah, blah, blah. This is a really, and I think that was more of an analogy but it could be whatever it is you're saying. I mean, it's so important to have conviction of your thoughts and your words and speak these things that are not as though they were. We've said that so many times on the Big Call. You know, speak these things that have not manifested yet or are not as though they were or have manifested. And it's like the idea that you said, you know, when you say something like that, believe that you have it. Believe that you have received it and you shall have it. It's a positional thing. It may not have manifested in the natural yet, but you have it because you spoke it into existence, and you mix it with your faith. I think that's really powerful, and it is powerful, and it's talking about the power of our words and the power of our spirit as we do that. I thoroughly enjoyed this. I thought it was great. I don't know, you know, who first brought it out, but I think it was the Amplified version is funny. You know, I like the Amplified because it gives us different word phrases and definitions and meanings for what the scripture normally says in some of the more traditional translations. But I really think this was pretty good tonight. I really liked it a lot. Let's hand it off to you, Bob. What did you think of that teaching, and did it say anything specific to you?
Well, thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you again. It's really great to just have such amazing stimulation for thought and feelings. And it's really just the amazing part of my week to be able to hear words that are uplifting and shifting our consciousness. It's just really cool. So I was just playing with the whole teaching and thinking about, you know, what it means in regard to how I might practice using my faith, you know, with more conviction. As Bruce was saying, I started thinking about, you know, this, how words will come to pass. I said, you know, I wonder if using these words with punctuation, so, you know, we can punctuate our words with our faith, and we can have faith demonstrated through our emotion and our gratitude. And we can, you know, give gratitude in such a way that it has very, very specific attributes. And there was, this weekend, when I was at this conference on health and wellness, there was a man there who, when we asked him, you know, what are you up to? What's your goals for life? He kept saying, I want to find a wife. And so we were all talking to him about different ways he should, you know, make a list of all the characteristics. And if he got stuck, he should start writing down what he knew he didn't want and putting the opposite. And then we were saying, you should, you know, start to give gratitude as if this has already happened. And what are you going to give gratitude for? All these beautiful characteristics, and you can assign them to this imaginary wife that you can speak into existence and speak out loud your gratitude for her kindness and her patience and respect and the depth of her faith and her optimism. And the more that you give this very solemn form of gratitude for all these wonderful attributes, you know, the closer you draw, you know, this new life to you. And also we started talking to him about the emotion of it. It's like, well, you know, when you think about having this new wife, what do you feel? And he was, you know, oh, I'll just be so happy and joyful. And we were like, just joyful or what, you know, or overjoyed. So he started feeling what it would be like to be overjoyed and exuberant and ecstatic. And we were just kept talking to him. And it's like, you know, you can manifest anything that you want. You're not relegated, you know, to live out a life, you know, that you assume is possible, because there is no limits to the joy that you can have from this beautiful person who you're going to spend your life to, you know, and you're capable of manifesting it if you, you know, are shown the doorways to the techniques and to the ability to, you know, elevate your faith. And there's, you know, there's this field of consciousness that we're all manifest inside of our brains. Our own consciousness, you know, was created for us. We live in this field, which is no less than God on high. And he created us, our eyes, our ears, our brains, you know, to experience his amazing creation through eyes that he also created. Like, if you set yourself up in that type of a feeling and that type of a conviction of the power of God, there's no way you could possibly lose in the quality of the wife that you're going to attract.
Mm. Wow. Mm. That's good, man. That sounds like quite a discussion, really. Thank you, Bob. Did Sue, when you found this teaching, did it tell you anything special about excuse me, about your faith, and about it, what did it reveal to you?
It was very powerful for me in that I was thinking about, you know, I used to decree a lot, and you and I have prayed a lot, Bruce, and we see our words just come to pass. But it was a very, over the weekend, I was really able to notice, how our words, you really have to regulate your words and use them speaking only of the things that you want. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, you know, your faith, you're broadcasting constantly what your intention is. So it's not, you don't always have to be using words, your intention. You'll say, I intend that healing come onto this planet. And you can say that as a simple act of, powerful act of faith, and to use your words as an intention for something that is even bigger than yourself is another act. But for me, this teaching and some learning I did over the weekend was a lot about, I had to learn that no matter what, my love stands strong. No matter what, it's unshakable. It's unconquerable. It just is. That's what I learned over the weekend. And I think to apply faith to just things is one way of doing things. But to say, just like Bob was saying, and I've been very conscious about writing down, you know, and we do this in the pod, what you want in the people in your life, what you want in your mate, what are your requirements, what are your non-negotiables, what do you want to live? One of mine is high vibration, very intentional, very conscious. And you know, you're going to be refining that process, but to know that your love cannot be moved. It can't be moved. It's indomitable. That is powerful faith and powerful love. And when you have that, you don't leave it. So that's what I learned this weekend.
That's good, Sue. Thank you for that. That's good. And what you were saying about love, it's so important to realize that God's love is unchangeable, and God is love. So you can count on that. You can count on God loving every one of us, all of us, despite what we are, who we are, what we've done, what we haven't done, God's love is unchangeable. He's never going to love you any more in the future than he does right now at this moment. It's just a simple fact of who God is. All right. Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that very much. And let's segue into praise reports.
Okay,
and see if we have any praise reports that you can pull up. And we can
Hold on one second.
Yeah, I got you. I got you. Yeah, just go ahead. It's important to realize God's love is permanent, everlasting, and for all of us, each one of us.
Hold on, we've got, okay, I've got Scott's here, okay?
Okay, go for Pastor Scott.
Pastor Scott, praise times three. Roger. Tonight's praise goes to our leadership team of Bruce, Bob, and Sue. Also, Bruce, I'll be giving testimony again at South Campus in about a month or so after my surgery on hip, April 2nd.
Okay.
We, Big Call Universe, appreciate everything you've done for us. We are blessed beyond measure. Big Call Universe loves you three. Funny, we are three. Three amigos.
Good pattern.
Be blessed. Pastor Scott, sent from my iPhone.
Thank you, sent from your iPhone. Pastor Scott, that's great. Can't wait for you to capture good video of your testimony. Make sure your video team knows what button to push. And I know it's not your video team, but you may have to make sure they know what they're doing this time. So we get video. And if it's something that you'll let Sue and I have and Bob, then we'll surely watch it and enjoy that testimonial. That's cool. Thank you, Pastor Scott. Excellent for that. And thank you for the love of Big Call Universe. Thank you for representing. Okay, Sue, anything else in the way of praise reports?
We have Miss Jeannie's praise.
No, okay, yeah.
She's so creative. Here we go. Tuesday, 3/12/24. Thank you for all you do, Jeannie. Alfred Hitchcock Day. We celebrate the master of nerve-wracking suspense, twist endings, and psychologically complex characters. You know, I know some psychologically complex characters. Wink, wink. Mm-hmm. National Organize Your Home Office Day. Put on your dusting gloves as we get ready to flaunt our organizing skills. I know.
Mm.
National Plant Flower Day. Grab those seed packets, wear flowers in your hair. It's time for some gardening. Wow. Mm-hmm. Still thinking about the psychologically complex people.
Yeah, it's fun. Fun.
Wednesday, 3/13/2024, National Good Samaritan Day. Celebrate National Good Samaritan Day by performing a special act of kindness today. Canine Veterans Day. Learn all about the long history of dogs in the military, police, and rescue services.
Yep.
Registered Dietitian Nutritionist Day. Let's honor the professionals who are dedicated to help us eat and live healthy. Dear God, Jeannie, this is cool that you put it in blue. Dear God, we praise you today with our hearts and songs. We praise you for your faithfulness. We praise you for your great power and love. We praise you for your faithfulness to us, for never leaving us alone, for never forsaking us, for your promises, for never forsaking us, for your promises and your purposes that will always stand forever. Your faithfulness endures forever. So we praise you. We pray for the spread of your praise among all the nations, among all the peoples. Psalm 117. Dear Lord, we come to you today with humble hearts and open minds, seeking your mercy and protection. We thank you for your grace and the many blessings you have bestowed upon us. We ask that you renew our spirit and fill us with love and grace. We're grateful and thankful for the following: the Big Call platform, Bruce, Sue, Bob, GCK, and Pastor Scott, staying until 800 numbers for all the leaders, millions of listeners 2 times a week, Pastor Scott's health improvements, for this blessing, for the med beds, springtime in 7 days, March 19th, wow, Psalm Sunday in 12 days, that what it says, Palm Sunday in 12 days, March 24th, Easter Sunday, 19 days, March 31st, blessings and peace to all on this call. Everyone have a blessed week. Please stay safe through Christ our Lord. Amen and amen, Jeannie.
That's good, Jeannie.
That's our Jeannie.
That's really good. All comprehensive, good prayer. Thank you, Jeannie, for those dates and days. Very good. Appreciate that. And we should keep in mind, Sue, Pastor Scott's hip surgery for April 2nd, I believe.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And that's an option. Another option would be, let's see when the med beds come out for everyone.
Yes.
So just a heads up.
Is there intel that even this member of the team doesn't know about as of now?
No, not yet,
okay.
No. Except the med beds are something that should come out, as I said this before, I think a week ago or so, approximately a week after we go in for our exchanges, and they are favorable towards ZIM holders. ZIM holders do have priority. Dire need has priority. If you've got that and ZIM, you're in. You're in probably 6 or 7 days after you exchange. So let's see what happens on that. I'm just wondering whether Pastor Scott might want to put that off, although I know he's had that appointment for a while probably. So we'll see. Let's just see what happens. So thank you, Sue, for those praise reports. And Jeannie, Pastor Scott, thank you very much. All right, let's do this, Sue. Let's move into your segment and see what it is you want to bring to us tonight on this very important but slightly shortened call time tonight.
Slightly shortened call time. Well, I'd like to read a testimonial, and the reason why this is significant is to highlight how important it's going to be to be surrounded with people that share really high-level spiritual values and really deep emotional connection. And this is coming from the most recent class on powerful decisions, the new frontier. And so as you're listening to this, if you resonate with it, say that I use your words, like what we were talking about with the faith, and say, I choose to be surrounded with people who think like this, speak like this, are filled with gratitude like this, and are expressing themselves emotionally like this. Dearest Sue, the impact of your kind and generous words are gathered and held closely within, nourished and fed by the knowledge you have shared. You've kindled a fire of confidence, igniting the deepest knowing that God's plan is greater and I am worthy of so much more. For this and the anticipation of what awaits, I'm forever grateful. I welcome this new world armed with the Lord's blessing and the assurance that you and the pod are near in prayer and spirit. Much love to you and your amazing team, Eileen. Now just feel what's going on there. What this woman, what we've created in the pod, and I'm just literally experiencing what it is live, is an and I really want this for everyone, you need to find the people where you have deep, resonant values and support. Write that down. I now have the most deeply resonant people, values, and support all around me. In other words, love. A deeply resonant. And the reason that's important is I was listening to a friend over the weekend, and they were going through a very challenging time, listening to different people kind of from their past, and it created like dissonance, because I don't think this friend was even aware that, you know, when you can be with people but their values aren't the same, and you've kind of, you've gone to a different place and they're not, I mean, I speak this to this group because it's a phenomenon. I've been very close to thousands of people, I mean literally one-on-one over the past 9 years, and we're the people that are moving to the future, and we're the people that are expanding beyond the consensus reality. And there's been a lot of movement and a lot of transitioning from the most deeply held beliefs. And for a lot of people, and I'm so grateful to have Bruce and Bob and Pastor Scott and Jeannie, for a lot of people it's been very challenging, maybe even for you that are listening to this, because you realize that you're holding a vision that is so far beyond where many of your friends are, that, and you deeply believe in it, that you can't settle. You can be compassionate, but you can't settle for that smaller world. It's kind of like, you know, how you're going to keep them down on the farm now they've seen Gabe Perry, that song?
Yeah, right.
You know, how you're going to keep them down on the farm when they know about the RV is, it's a very significant, I can just imagine how many of you are kind of nodding your head. So the most important thing for anybody getting ready and that hasn't taken any of our classes is to surround yourself, we had another conversation, and get people, I was talking to a woman about her dog, her cats, and she said, oh, they're my emotional support animals.
Yep.
Make sure you have the emotional support. And you're going to need good quality, really leaning in, executive leadership emotional support. It's one of the first things I'm going to do. And people that are, you know, are around me know that I'm like designing, like making sure that I land in my new space with people around me that are going to, you know, remind me of this new beginning. All of us need quality emotional support. This is not the time to be toughing it out, saying, okay, I can do this by myself. So this woman's resonance, and I want to thank her. Thank you, Eileen, for such a beautiful thing. And another person, William, if you're listening to this, I haven't written to you yet. It's been very busy. Who also wrote, you know, with deep gratitude for the quality of experience in the pod. That's what we all need to have, is people that you really feel are closely aligned with you, and they're going to listen to you, and they're going to process with you, and they're deeply connected to you. They're really going to be there so you can process things you're going through. Make sure you get that for yourself, please. Think of it as having an emotional support animal. and I'm going to get that too. Mm-hmm. And an emotional support animal, and then, but it's a person, and then get your animal. And then also, if you need help in kind of seeing the map of the terrain, so you have somebody that you can trust that's been with you for 9 years, has been doing this for 30 years, has been walking with people and helping them design out of stress, and into coherence. It's all going to be about being coherent. Then maybe in these last few hours, wait to hear Bruce's intel, get the Golden Wisdom Bundle. It's just $300. And what you'll have is, it's going to be like something, it's evergreen, I would say, for about 2 years. It's going to take you through the most important steps of an emerging new reality so that you can embody it. So if you want that, and you want to design your best future, and you want to get the science of how to create a collaborative team, and you want to know what's going to happen when you're suddenly sovereign, what else about you, about your family, is going to change? If you want to know what you need to be thinking about as you're designing your projects and the future of work and how that's going to change in probably 6 months, and if you want to know the new leader is healer, then for just $300 you can get a humanitarian, emerging, RV-centric, been around a lot of the leaders in this perspective, that you can listen to one or two sessions a week, one session a week, when you want to. But what you've done is you've taken really good care of yourself with someone that has the insight, and then the skill-building capability to make it simple and clear and take the stress out of what you're about to go through. So if you'd like that, all you have to do is send an email to integratedminds@hushmail.com and put Golden Bundle 300, and then just put your name, your telephone number, and your that you have Zelle. Just put name, telephone number, Zelle, and you're all set to go. And the most important thing that you could be doing for yourself right now is make up a list of, like, my assistants have got to be into well-being and be very effective. They've got to be into mindful, thoughtful, well-regulated nervous systems. And they've got to be like people that when I look at them, I feel joy. I can't wait to be surrounded by these people. So use Bob's suggestion and create what it's called as an avatar. Create an avatar. Create a flushed out version of, you know, who you want in your life, what their role is going to be, what they stand for. Take this time right now and write it down and realize, I'm so grateful for this incredible, let's say it was love, the most incredible conviction-filled love in my life, the most incredible assistant, the way I get to be flowing in the most incredible new life with ease. Write it down and get the bundle, and you'll be ready to design your best future. That's what I have to say for tonight, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. That was really good. I love the way that you framed that idea of the Golden Wisdom Bundle, because it's really, really everything that you said and more. So I'm excited about people sending you that email, getting that bundle. And, of course, I'm excited about the intel segment that I have. So thank you very much, Sue. That was really valuable. And yep, I like that so much. When we move over here to Bob, Bob, you had this health and wellness conference over the past weekend. Anything you want to bring to us about that? And do you have any new testimonials to give?
Yeah, so the health and wellness conference was really inspirational. There's a lot of speakers that were teaching techniques that they had studied and perfected. And most of them also had a story to tell about their own life where they had had hard times when they were really young or even really recently, and just kind of found within them through faith that they were going to be able to survive and be resilient and thrive. And it was just really uplifting to see stories about people's resilience and then to listen to what it was exactly that they did that helped them and who their mentors were and who they studied and who they talked to. And it was really cool. It was, you know, 2.5 days, so there's lots of information.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I do have a couple testimonials. This one is from a lady, 59 years old. She looks like she's about 29 in the picture she sent in, but I know she's not because she's holding a bottle of our collagen, which we've only had for about 3 years. So, So she says it's an. She's talking about the collagen, I guess, with vitamin C. It's an awesome skin and joint combo. Oh, when used with the heirloom barley and vitamin C, that's really good thing to know. I'll explain later why that's important. I used to have intense knee joint problems where I could hear my knee joints rubbing when I did anything strenuous, even walking. Since I've been using this combo, it has literally enhanced the cartilage and reduced the grinding. I've always remained active. I'll be 59 this year. Yes. And due to running for exercise and standing on my feet for long hours back in my business hair salon days, it took a toll. Mm-hmm. I tried many things, including glucosamine, chondroitin, MSM. I felt some relief, but I feel like this has actually been repairing cartilage. I'm happy that I switched to it. I want to continue using it. Thanks, boomers. Did I mention the customer service? You go over and beyond. What that's being said based on my most recent experience with the postal service. And you guys made sure I got my stuff replaced. I guess the post office lost their product. May the Most High God continue to bless you.
And that's good, man. That's great.
Came in 4 days ago, yeah. So,
okay.
You know,
yeah.
Where that came from, Bruce, is we realized when we got the collagen and we were looking at it, and we're like, all right, so these are peptides, and what are peptides but building blocks of protein? And what we really, you know, need in order to have enough collagen, which is the most abundant protein in the human body, and there's various types of it. And what we need to be able to do is splice together peptides that are the building blocks of collagen. And we know from just general biological science that when you're making a protein, it requires metabolic enzymes to kind of glue the peptides together. And so when you look at a bottle of collagen, it's basically a whole list of peptides. And so we said, well, how do people get these metabolic enzymes? you make metabolic enzymes, but by the time you're 59, you're making a lot less of them. And we said, barley. We knew there were about 4,000 different metabolic enzymes in both of our barley products. So we said, okay, well, what would happen if we put the barley together with the collagen peptides and some vitamin C, because we know vitamin C also acts as a catalyst. And if we started encouraging people to use that, what might happen, right? Well, this isn't the first time that we've got a testimonial like this, but this woman, this 59-year-old woman, is saying, specifically related to getting that combo, because we had that combo and we had put it on sale, and she got it,
that's right,
and there's the testimonial. So if you have anybody out there, you got issues with your skin, your hair, your nails, your joints, that's the way to go. You want the metabolic enzymes, which is in the barley, to go with the collagen peptides and vitamin C.
There you go. It's a great combo, really. Great combination.
Yep, and I got other ones, too, that came in. Other, you know, since last time we were on the call, we got another one from a 72-year-old man that is another long testimonial. We got another one about the collagen. Another one just about the fact that you liked our website. It just came in. Like,
oh, that's fun.
Yeah. But anyway, I'll save those for another day if there is one.
Because yes,
there's also a study that came out that I want to go over briefly. And this study is talking about sleep. And the title of it is Improve Your Sleep by Optimizing Biomarkers, Integral to Health. Experts reveal why certain measures are important to good health. Very first one is vitamin D. And they talk about having good vitamin D levels, and how they know it's good for your sleep. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Here's what they don't tell you. There's a secret to the vitamin D, and the secret is on the back of the bottle of our Good Night formula. I've got one right here, as a matter of fact. And we have vitamin D in the Good Night formula. But it's not just a matter of taking vitamin D and taking a bunch of it in the morning or just getting some sunlight. It turns out the trick is an hour before bedtime, you need to take some extra vitamin D, but only a little tiny bit, 100 international units, right? Now, that's 1/100th of the dose that people should take, you know, during the daytime, right?
Right.
There's something magic about taking that extra 100 just before bed that begins to relax all of your muscles so that it makes it much easier to fall asleep.
Right?
Number two was about magnesium and how people need to, you know, take a magnesium supplement or be able to eat lots of magnesium-rich foods. Magnesium calms down your nervous system and calms down the sympathetic part of the nervous system and allows you to enter into the part of your nervous system for rest and relaxation, the parasympathetic. The third one is levels of cortisol. So this is very interesting because cortisol can rise in the nighttime when you don't want it to. You're looking at nighttime to calm your cortisol down, and a lot of people are experiencing stress just before bedtime. And they're experiencing stress because maybe they're trying to get the kids to sleep and it's a hassle. They're getting things ready for work the next day. Maybe they're watching something on TV that's very violent and disturbing, like the evening news. So you want to know that you want to have a calm atmosphere before you go to sleep at night. The other one is related to blood sugar. So blood sugar, you also want to have it go down before bedtime. It helps with sleep. And so you have to watch what you do the last couple of hours before you go to sleep. You want to make sure that you're not snacking on things that could raise your blood sugar. The last one here, Bruce, is C-reactive protein. They now know that if you have high inflammation, it is going to disrupt your sleep. And so they're saying, eat a diet high in omega-3 fatty acids. Okay, so you really think anybody could eat enough fish and black tea oil could get their CRP down in today's stressful world? Not really. Mm-hmm. So, again, if this is where I come to the very end, Bruce, because I want to remind people of the sale that we're doing that's going to end probably on Friday and possibly go through the weekend. And this is the time when we have our sale on our Boomer Boost and barley and lignans, all 30% off. And the last part about the CRP that we were just talking about, if you have your barley and Boomer Boost, your CRP is going to come way down. And we had visitors from the big call today, Bruce. Three people came to visit that were related. And, you know, they were all, you know, in their 70s and 80s and very, very healthy, happy people. And one of them had come from a long ways away and his family lived here in Florida. He had come to visit. And he wanted to let me know about some of his blood work that was, you know, related to these, to biomarkers. And lo and behold, you know, he'd been following along with the Boomer regime for a while. And even though he's in his late 70s, his blood work looked like a 20-year-old athlete.
That's terrific.
CRP was below one. His, you know, his cholesterol was like absolutely perfect, even though the doctor told me he was concerned about it. I'm looking at him going, you don't have a problem with this. His blood pressure was perfect, and his A1C was perfect. And it's like, man, he's like, you couldn't
can't
possibly
beat that.
Be any healthier. Yeah, you couldn't possibly be any healthier. And but it just goes to show that somebody, even at that age, that's taking these products, you know, can, you know, manipulate their biomarkers to the point where, you know, you're not going to have problems with things like sleep. And so it's not just that people can take Boomer Boost and barley and, you know, yes, it's great for your heart and your digestion, your circulation, your inflammation, but it's turning out now also they're showing these biomarkers are really important for your sleep, you know, as well. And that's what I wanted to say for tonight, Bruce. It is 5 minutes after 10. And, that sale is probably, we might end it on Friday, but possibly carry it for the weekend.
All right. Thank you, Bob. That's really good. Some great information from you tonight. To get to the website to check out this sale, you go to bigcalluniverse.com. When you get on our homepage, you'll see a banner that says Boomers at the top. That's a direct link to Bob's site. You click on Boomers, take you right into the site, and you can see the 30% off sale on both types of barley and Boomer Boost and lignans. And so I got my combo ordered, oh gosh, I think it was last Wednesday, and I just got it yesterday. So I was happy to get that in. And the other thing is, we're as of Sunday, you guys know, last Sunday, we went to daylight savings time. So now when you call on the toll-free number to get into Boomers, it's 800-861-4609, 800-861-4609, and that is good, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, Eastern Daylight Time. You know, I've been wishing to say that for a long time now. So we're on Daylight Savings, so we're on Eastern Daylight Time where Bob is on the west coast of Florida, a little more than halfway down. And this is really the great opportunity that we have to get these products at a reduced price. 30% off on Boomer Boost, Barley, and Lignins. It's terrific. So be sure to take advantage of that. Take advantage of the sale. I went ahead and bought a couple of premium probiotics because I tend to go through those a little quickly, and added that to my order. And so that was good. Might want to consider that. And then, I just think the testimonials were really good tonight about the collagen and how well collagen works with heirloom barley and vitamin C. You can make that your own combination if you want. Go ahead and buy collagen and vitamin C to go along with your barley, whether it's heirloom or gladiator barley. It'll still work the same. That's a great combination that Bob was talking about based on the testimonial of the lady who is about to turn 59. So, awesome. Let's do this, you guys. Let's get into sort of the intel portion of the call tonight. We had information over the last several days, and specifically yesterday, that, let's just start with the Admiral. Admiral Bob of Admiral's Groups was told by the Treasury he had the green light at noon yesterday to get out the notifications to the Admiral's Groups members last night into today. And then we had word that we, from the same source in Tier 4B in the Internet group, would get notified today and start tomorrow. Well, there was a hiccup in the system. We found out later this afternoon there was some cleanup that needed to be done, and it appears that it was as a result that the Federal Reserve, which has been absorbed into the Treasury, along with the IRS that was absorbed into Treasury, there was a situation where IRS was trying to find a way to tax the Admiral's Groups and the intermediaries who are the introducers of the bonds from the bond seller to the buyer. They're called, you know, kind of that facilitator, that they call them intermediaries. So they were trying to get in the middle of that, and that needed to be shut down, which it was. Don't worry about the tax thing. It's not going to happen, so don't worry about that. This is really good news, but it took the paperwork getting completed by the Treasury that this was no longer a concern, and the Fed is dead. Basically, there is no Federal Reserve. The function of the Federal Reserve, you know, was to make loans to the banks so that they could get money, get currency to operate with. Well, that stopped Monday. That was yesterday, wasn't it? Yesterday, there were no more loans to be made to the banks, and that was because the USD is basically phased out all around the globe, and including with our Federal Reserve. So the good news is, we'll get back to our timeline, the good news is we got stopped out by maybe a half a day to a day, and we're expecting, this information came from another source later this afternoon that said we expect to receive our notifications from 8 p.m. tonight, Eastern Time, So that's Eastern Daylight Time, and it's a little after 10 o'clock now. So anytime from now, let's say, to noon tomorrow, we should be notified, according to one of our sources, should receive our notifications, which would be the emails from Wells Fargo servers out of Atlanta that will tell us that we have our numbers and give us our toll-free numbers to set our appointments. And then the additional good news is, and further to that, a second transmission from this source said that we should be exchanging still tomorrow. So let's say we get our notifications in the morning tomorrow or overnight tonight or some combination, and we get those and we set appointments, we should be able to exchange tomorrow afternoon, evening. Okay? And we're not stretched out necessarily at this point beyond tomorrow. So that's really good news that they took care of this problem. They took care of the issue, excuse me, that was with the Federal Reserve and IRS, kind of in combination or cahoots, or however you want to say it. And that's been handled. Well, that's really good news. And so beyond that timing and that timeline, I want to say something about trust. There are some people that have been selling trusts or trying to get certain people with amount of ZIM to buy a trust and all that good stuff. Be very careful about that. Before you do that, I want to say this, though. The people that I'm going to say, this is Treasury, this is the Wells Fargo banks, they want us to have a trust within 10 days of the exchange. Now, many of us already have a master trust that we're going to use for our primary Wells account for the exchange, and some of us have LLCs that we set up for our projects, like I've done, but they just would like you to have a trust within 10 days after you exchange. So get with, if you have an attorney, a trust attorney that can do that, or if you don't, you get with Wells Fargo, their wealth managers, I think they call them premier bankers now, Premier bankers, and just get, they should be able to either do the trust for you or turn you to somebody in that wealth management division of Wells that will be able to create a trust or several trusts for you. There are companies, there's a company out of Wyoming that does multiple trusts, and they have a package of those trusts. That's a possibility. You know, you can do whatever you need to do, but I think the main reason is so that when you walk out of the redemption center and you're a millionaire to quadrillionaire, you're coming out of there, basically you need the asset protection that the trust will afford you. You need to get started with your asset protection, with trust and, you know, have that all set up with you. Make sure you have good trustees that you can work with, yourself being one, and your wife or spouse or whatever your deal is being a trustee. But just work with the attorneys to create that trust soon after you exchange. That way you'll have some asset protection. None of us in this game should ever have a will other than a living will. That's for medical reasons. But a will, you know, you have no protection. Your whole financial history, everything that you've got is seen by everyone. It's a public type thing. And there's no reason to have probate when it comes to your things. If anything should happen to you, you want to make sure that you have your assets lined up with asset protection so that it remains private. It remains just between you and your heirs. That's it. So I haven't really talked to anything about this yet, but It is important, I think, to get that. And maybe Wells is the place to start, unless you have a trust attorney. I'm fortunate to have a trust attorney. I've already done that work. But, you know, that's really what we want to do. Other things that are happening around the globe. As of Monday, which was yesterday, and think of it as Sunday night, our time, in China, there's no more fiat currency being used, and we're talking primarily USD, our fiat dollar. No more fiat currency. No more fiat currency in Vietnam. No more fiat currency used in North and South Korea. Also in the Middle East, with Iraq, with Iran, with Libya, Syria, and a number of other Middle Eastern countries, they've all gone to their own asset-backed currencies or gold-backed in the situation of the BRICS and in situation of Iraq and Iran. The Iraqi dinar and Iranian rial are gold-backed. And so, you know, we're a little late to the game because we've allowed some of our banks to hold this up, to push this back, and we're just, I don't know why, but we had about 20, let's see, what do we have, about 23 banks that I think that is plus all of their branches that needed to close their doors yesterday because they're incapable of getting loans from the Federal Reserve. It's dead. It's gone. The Fed is dead. So I think that's a good thing for us. And we, with our exchanges, because remember, the banks that work with us, like Wells Fargo, they pick up 0.025% of our exchanges. They pick up that. Doesn't come out of our side of the exchange. Don't worry about that. And the person that exchanges you picks up 0.025%. So it turns into real money after a while, especially when you're redeeming Zim. All right, so suffice to say that we, with our exchanges, are rehydrating the banks with USN, okay, and getting their balance sheets back up. That's why they can't wait to exchange currencies and take the ZIM in as a redeemed asset. And that's really very important that we're actually helping the banking system to get rehydrated and get their balance sheets like they should be. Otherwise, I'm actually very... I think the Admiral's groups and us in Tier 4B or the Internet group are looking to be notified probably about the same time. It's possible that the Admiral groups go first and maybe they get notified overnight tonight. That's just a theory I have, late tonight or overnight, and maybe we pick it up in the morning, but you know, if the one source is correct, we should get this by noon tomorrow. So let's see what happens with that. And if that is the case, we probably will not have any more calls. This would be our last call. So let's hope that's the case. I think I'm as ready as you guys are to see that happen. I want to mention that the projects that we're doing, which, you know, is Rebuild America, Rebuild International, Veterans Retreat Network, and Pastoral Retreat Network. Those four projects we're going to do, you know, somewhat with the help of you, especially Rebuild America. And so what we want to do is stay in touch. We're going to send you out periodic emails, possibly with a link to a call that maybe I've done, or Bob and I've done, or maybe Sue, Bob, and I, whatever. We'll see who participates. But that's going to go out to you. So to make sure that you get that information, get those calls, those links, make sure you're registered to get an email on our website. All you have to do is go to bigcalluniverse.com and register your email on that site to make sure that you're going to be sent future emails like that. And that's going to be very helpful for us that are working, for example, with Rebuild America, because I want to work with at least 5,000 of our listeners throughout the country. And we'll have more to say about that later. But that's the way that we'll be able to communicate with you when we stop doing calls, which should be tonight, doing these calls on the airwaves that we're doing now on Free Conference Call and through our Starlink satellite system guys on the STAR team, getting that out on the satellite team. So let's stay in touch with that. Also, remember, this is the way to get Sue's information from 5 of her best courses with 4 classes each, quite a few things that you'll be able to use for months and possibly years to come. And this is a package we call Golden Wisdom Bundle, package of those calls which you'll get by email. And it's at least a $550 value for you at $300. All you need to send is Sue is an email to Integrated Minds, M-I-N-D-S, at hushmail.com, and then put the subject line, put Golden Wisdom Bundle 300, and then, of course, you can send the money by Zelle. So in the email, just put your name, your cell phone number, and that you have Zelle. And then send that off to Sue so that she can knock those out and get those emails out to you so you'll be able to have that Golden Wisdom Bundle to use for months to go. You can start on them like she suggested with 1 class a week, maybe 2 a week, just as your time permits. But you're going to really get a lot out of that. You're going to get a lot of value for your planning, for your future, for your new positions, if you're a leader, for leadership teams, etc. There's so much in there that you guys can appreciate and use. And Sue's pod, as she calls it, is on those calls, and you'll be able to relate to those people and see what it is exactly that they've told you and what they've said to you. So that's what I wanted to bring to you guys tonight. I'm excited about everything happening and going down now. So let's pray the call out and see what happens between now and noon tomorrow, Eastern Daylight Time. Lord God, thank you so much for everything that you've done for us, for putting us in a position to be chosen for this event. This is a major thing, the wealth of the wicked laid up for the just. Thank you that it's something that's taken me 20 years to be part of, and thank you for everybody that's part of it as well. We appreciate everybody out in Big Call Universe. We thank you for our SAT team, for Bob, for Sue, for GCK, for Jeannie, and also Pastor Scott. Continued healing for him, we pray. Thank you for everything you're doing for us and will do in the future. Thank you for this blessing that's coming, and help us to be great stewards of that blessing. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, everybody, have a great night, and let's see what happens by around noon or so tomorrow. All right? God bless you guys.